主耶稣基督圣名正道。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
愿主耶稣的恩惠与平安与我们的朋友跟弟兄姐妹同在。
May the grace and peace of God be among brothers and sisters and friends and relatives.
今天晚上想用有福的人认识基督做题目。
Today I'd like to share with you the topic, the blessed, knowing Jesus Christ.
我们中国人是一个很喜欢福气的民族。
As Chinese, we are a people in which we emphasize on blessings.
逢年过节呢，我们常常会在家里贴一些门联，有时会到会贴着福这个字。
And sometimes in certain feasts, you may stick a word of blessing on our doorpost.
有一次小弟到一个朋友家去访问。
There was one time I went to a friend's house to visit.
一进门我就跟他讲说，嘿，你们家的福怎么到了？
And so once I entered into his doorsteps, I questioned him as to why is the word blessing upside down.
因为他们的福是倒着贴啊。
Because they stick this sticker upside down.
那我说你们家的福到了啊，他听得很高兴啊。
And so I said the blessing has been poured upon you, and he heard this and was very joyful.
那是个谐音哈，到了就是到他们家的意思啊。
Meaning it's like upside down, so it's like a blessing is poured on his family.
可是我们华人来到美国这块大陆呢，是为了要追求幸福的人生。
But as we immigrate into this great land of America, we are striving for a better life.
我们在这边的确，我们的孩子接受到更好的一种教育。
Indeed, it is true that our children have received a better education.
我们中年人的确有更多的谋职的机会。
And as for middle age, we have many opportunities before us.
我们年纪大的呢，在美国有很好的福利。
And the elderly can receive great benefits.
所以我们来这边是为了追求幸福的人生。
And so we come here so that we can pursue a more happy life.
那我们更感谢主，今天您可以到教会里面来跟我们来敬拜神。
But we even thank God further that today you can come and to worship God with us.
因为在教会里面呢，耶稣基督也应许我们有一种福气啊。
Because within the church, Lord Jesus Christ also promised to us a certain kind of blessing.
这种福气呢，就是能够认识基督。
And this kind of blessing is to know Jesus Christ.
我们一起来看圣经。
Let's refer to a verse.
马太福音16章的13节到17节。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音16章13节到17节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 17.
十六章十三节到十七节。
Chapter 16, verse 13 to 17.
新约二十三页。十六章十三节。
16, 13.
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓利比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”十四节。
14.
他们说：“有人说是施洗约翰，有人说是以利亚。”又有人说是约利米或先知里的一个数节。
15.
耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”16节。
16.
西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”17节。
17.
耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属肉血肉的只是你的，乃是我在天上的父只是你的。”这边耶稣提到呢，他的一个门徒西门，他是有福气的。
Here it mentions that Jesus Christ said to Peter that he is a blessed one.
因为他认识耶稣基督是谁。
Because he recognized who Jesus Christ is.
并且跟他讲说，这不是属肉体的人只是你的，是天上的人只是你的，天上的神只是你的。
He even added and said, "For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
我想小弟就用这多个段落呢，做一个主轴，我们来认识耶稣到底是谁。
And so I would like to extend from this verse as to who is Jesus Christ.
这里耶稣在问他说，那他们都说我是谁啊？人子到底是谁啊？
And so there are many people and said, who do men say that he is?
那门徒就开始讲，人家都说你就是那个施洗约翰啦。
And so his disciples reply and say, some say that you are John the Baptist.
就是一个很有能力的传道人啊。
You are a powerful preacher.
有人说你就是那个以利亚。
Some say that you are that prophet Elijah.
你是一个很有能力的先知。
You are
兴百姓的先知。
You are a prophet and able to revive the faith of the people.
有人说你是耶利米啊。
Others say that you are Jeremiah.
你常常为国为民常常忧伤啊。
That you are sorrowful and grieved for the people and the nation.
这几个人都已经过去了，都已经死了。
All these characters are the past.
那你就是那种人物的一个在显现在世上，是一个非常有影响力的人呢。
And you are just a person that appears in history, a one who is filled with power.
所以朋友，不晓得您对耶稣基督以前的认识是什么。
So dear friends, I do not know how much you know of Jesus Christ from the past.
如果您问这个世界的人，到底耶稣是谁呀？
If you also ask a similar question to the people today, who is Jesus Christ?
没有一个人会否认说啊，耶稣是一个相当有影响力的一个社会、一个历史上的人物啊。
No one would deny the fact that Jesus Christ is indeed a person of great influence in the history of mankind.
我们中国人以前小时候的书呢，把耶稣跟孔子跟释迦牟尼啊列成呢三大圣人之啊三大圣人。
In the Chinese literature, it has categorized Jesus Christ, Confucius, and
Sakyamuni, 是不是？
And Sakyamuni as three important characters.
他们对这个世界都非常有影响力啊。
They are all they have all great influence.
有人说呢，虽然耶稣不是一个音乐家。
And some may say that although Jesus Christ is not a musician,
但是伟大的音乐家像巴哈、海顿、韩德尔都受耶稣基督的影响。
But that a lot of the famous musicians are influenced by the work of Jesus Christ.
有人说耶稣不是一个画家。
Some say Jesus Christ is not an artist.
但是像米开朗基罗也受到耶稣基督的影响啊。
But even artists like Michelangelo was influenced by that of Jesus Christ.
我们来到美国这个社会呢，发现到耶稣基督的影响力很清楚的，可以了解到。
And in this culture, we can see that Jesus Christ has a great impact.
美国是一些清教徒为了要宗教自由来到这里建立的一个国土。
The land of America was established by people pursuing for religious freedom.
西方的自由民主思想来自于卢梭的天赋人权。那天赋人权也是接受基督教的一个影响。所以如果没有耶稣基督，也没有今天自由民主的一个社会。
And therefore, if not for Jesus Christ, we can say that we would not have a country like this today.
今天社会上的妇女地位、劳工地位、童工地位能够得到提升呢，是因为耶稣基督的影响。
And also today there is equality among men and women and different people and different statuses is also because of the teaching of Lord Jesus Christ.
最近小弟拜在帮我岳母办身份。
Recently I was trying to apply for status for my mother-in-law.
那他要写我岳母的祖父到底是几年几月生的，岳母的我岳母的爸爸妈妈。
And one of the questions is my mother-in-law's, what are the names of my mother?
Birthday.
The birthday of my mother-in-law's parents.
Mother, 这个很难找啊。
And this was difficult to find.
找到了，他是在昭和不晓几年生的。昭和啊，你跟我一样，你也不懂什么叫昭和啊。我想昭和到底是谁啊？
And I don't even know what the date is.
我就是上网络找，是昭和、清朝有雍正、康熙、雍正、乾隆，我就不晓得清朝哪里有昭和啊。
And I was looking through the history of China and to look through different dynasty, but I could not find this Zhao He.
后来一找一设计，哎，昭和根本不是清朝的人，昭和是日本人啊。日本皇帝叫昭和啊，一个叫昭和。
And then I finally realized it's not even of the Chinese descent, but it is of the Japanese emperor.
所以你要算过去，他不晓得一八多少年哦，一八多少年生的。那如果算一八几年哦，大家都知道昭和几年，谁知道？我看在座的大概很多人也跟我一样不太知道啊。
And he lived in the 1800s. A lot of us sitting here probably does not know him either.
那一八几年这个叫做西元，西元从谁开始算的呢？西元哈是 B.C. 对不对 ？After Christ 是什么？哦 ，A.D. 啊，是不是
？And he was how long after A.D.？
我们现在所算的我现在是2004年，是根据耶稣出生那一年开始算的。
Today we are in the year 2004 A.D.
现在是2004嘛，对不对哈？这个坐飞机有点头晕呢、啊。所以我们说这个。耶稣基督哦，这种他的日子的那种朝代日历呢，现在全天下的人
都知道西元这个日历，谁知道昭和呢？所以根本外国人也不知道康熙、雍正、乾隆。所以我们说我们的这位耶稣基督影响力哦，是影响到全世界所用的日历呢，都是以他来做标准的。
Therefore, we can even conclude that the dates in which we use today is due to the influence of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督到底是谁
？So who is this Jesus Christ?
很多人都说他的确是在历史上一个非常有影响力的人。
No, a lot of people would acknowledge that he is one that is of great influence in the history of man.
但是朋友们，如果您的认识只有到这里呀、啊。
But dear friends, if your understanding of Jesus Christ is only to this extent,
耶稣没有说这样的人是一个有福气的人、啊、
Jesus did not say such kind of person is blessed.
如果你问你旁边带你来信耶稣的人
If you ask someone sitting next to you who come to brought you to Christ,
他会跟你讲说耶稣的确是神的儿子，是基督啊。
They will share with you that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is God.
如果有这样的了解呢，圣经上说呢，这种人呢，在主里面真的是一个非常有福气的人。
And then, if you have this understanding, here the Bible tells us that such kind of a person is blessed.
因为我们会认他做我们生命的主宰。
Because we will acknowledge that he is the holder of our life.
认他做我们生命的主宰之后呢，我们的生命就有非常奇妙的转变。
And after we acknowledge that he is the holder of our life, we will see a transformation in our life.
所以让我们来学习怎么说耶稣基督是真。
Therefore, let us study further as to why Jesus Christ is called the Son of God.
盼望您跟我们啊，今天晚上有同样的了解、啊。
So we hope that you can also have this understanding with us today.
我们来看一下啊，约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一章第一节。
John chapter 1 verse 1.
约翰福音第一章第一节。
John chapter 1 verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。125页，跳过来14节。
Verse 14.
道成了肉身，在我们中间，充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。这么提到太初，很早很早以前有一个道啊。
Here it says, in the beginning was the word.
这个道呢，我们可以用一种智慧，一种能源，能力来解释啊。
We can explain this word as certain kind of wisdom or power.
所以在太初呢，有一种能力，有一种智慧呢，跟神同在。
And so in the beginning, there was this wisdom and power that abides with God.
这个能力，这个智慧，这个道呢，本身就是神啊。
And so this power, this wisdom, and this word itself is God.
他又说呢，这个能力、智慧呢，后来成为一个肉身，就是成为一个人来到人间。
And then it later describes how this word became flesh.
啊，住在他们那个时候2000年前一个社会里面呢、啊。
And dwell among us, the people of that society.
啊，带给当时的社会充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And have brought to the world the truth and full of truth and grace.
所以作者说啊，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光啊。
And therefore, here the writer said, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten Son of the Father.
所以神在2000年前那个道呢，曾经来到这个世上来，成为一个肉身呢、啊。
And therefore, 2000 years ago, God Himself came upon this world as Word and into flesh.
他是借着一个童女叫玛利亚降生来到这个人间。
He came to this world through a virgin by the name of Mary.
啊，他不能从父母啊，这个男女双方肉身结合生下来啊。
He could not be bare under the connection of a man and a woman.
因为最早有一个人叫亚当。
Because in the beginning there was a man by the name of Adam.
他犯了罪。
And he committed sin.
所以他本身就带着啊。原罪啊，也有本啊，本来他自己也有罪啊。
And therefore, from him and onward, he has carried and bestowed upon the world the original sin.
亚当跟夏娃遗传下来的子孙呢，他们都有带着原罪跟本罪。
And therefore, the descendants that comes out of Adam and Eve all contains this original sin.
罪就从一人呢进入这个世界。
And so sin has come upon the dwelling to the righteous.
所以圣经上把所有的世界上的人都圈在罪恶当中。
And therefore, the Bible summarized that all has come into sin.
那么耶稣不能从一个罪恶的种子的一个啊后代出来啊。
And therefore, Jesus Christ cannot be born in sin.
所以他就成为肉身呢，是借着一个没有结过婚的童女呢降生下来的。
And therefore, he came upon this world to a virgin who was yet to be touched by man.
啊，那是玛利亚啊的一个身体啊。
And it was
圣灵怀孕了。
And it was Mary was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
你会讲说，哎呀，传道人你在说天方夜谭，怎么可能没有结婚会生小孩
？And then you may be wondering, Pastor, what are you talking about? How can a woman conceive without contact with a man?
啊，小弟以前谈过说，有几点可以证明真的童女可以生孩子啊。
I have mentioned previously a few points that it is a true fact that a woman, a virgin, can conceive.
当这个玛利亚生下这个孩子之前呢，她就跟众人这样宣告。
Before she gave birth, she announced to other people.
她说她要生神的儿子啊。
She said she was to bear a child, a son of God.
这个宣告非常大胆。
And this is actually a very bold statement.
因为她可能讲错，因为古代没有这个羊膜穿处，没有ultrasound，也没有这个可以照说是到底是男的是女的。
Because in the ancient day, there is no technology, whereas they can use the ultrasound to find out whether the child is boy or girl.
但是后来生下来果然是一个男生，不是一个男婴孩，不是一个女婴孩。
And then when the child was born, indeed he was a male.
第二，根据他们的传统呢，如果一个小姐啊没有结婚就大肚子了，这种人要用石头打死的。
And according to also the culture of that time, if a woman is yet to be wed and she has a child, she is to be stoned to death.
玛利亚的未婚夫叫约瑟。
And the fiance of Mary was by the name of Joseph.
他本来想说，哎呀，这个女生实在是太羞丢脸了，想暗暗的把她休掉啊，不要她了。
Initially, when Joseph found out, he was ashamed and he wanted to put her away secretly.
突然天使跟他显现，跟他说话。
And then one night, an angel spoke to him.
那个是圣灵怀孕的，你不要害怕。
That she is conceived by Holy Spirit, do not be fearful.
他要生个男生，你要给他起名叫耶稣。
And he will the child will be born. He will be a boy, and he should name him Jesus Christ.
那个男生呢，以后要拯救世上的人从罪恶当中出来。
And just Jesus will be Savior of all men.
所以约瑟不但没有把他休掉呢，而且啊，就是在他生下孩子之前也没有亲近他，后来还是把他娶入门来呀。
And so Joseph did not put her away. Instead, he received her and did not touch her until the child was born.
所以玛利亚没有被丢死，可以证明她这个怀孕很不寻常。
And so for Mary to be able to withstand in that society and to be able to maintain, it is also a miraculous work.
第三，耶稣基督他定死的名誉就是他自称自己是神的儿子。
Also, the third, Jesus Christ, when he was being crucified, he claimed that he is Son of God.
没有一个人哦，会为一句谎言哦，自己到监牢里面被审判、受死刑。没有一个这样的人，这么傻的一个人呐。
There is no foolish man in this world in which for one false statement to sacrifice his life and to endure suffering.
但是他就是临死，他也说我真的是神的儿子哦，我不是骗你们的。
But even to the point of death, he still stands fast on his statement that he is the Son of God.
如果你是耶稣基督的母亲。
If you were the mother of Lord Jesus Christ,
你站在十字架下面,
and you stood down at the cross,
你知道耶稣的生父是谁,
and you know who he is,
你知道耶稣基督的生父并不是从圣灵怀孕的, 你怎么舍得你的孩子被钉死在一个这么酷刑的一个情况之下呢?
If he was not conceived by the Holy Spirit, then how would you bear to see your son be nailed upon the cross and go through that kind of suffering?
但是十字架下,玛利亚喊不出耶稣基督生父的名字。
But under the cross, Mary cannot call out to his name.
第五啊，路加他是一个医生。
The fifth, that Luke is a doctor.
他也写说呢，真的，玛利亚是同你怀孕啊，来生这个天上的救主啊，他是神的独生子啊。
He even write in his book that Mary was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
那我们问说，那为什么神要变成一个没有罪的人来到人间呢
？So now we ask, why did God want to come into this man, into this world.
我们看希伯来书二章十四节，有两个目的。
Let's look into Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书二章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14.
二章十四节。
2:14.
而你既同有血肉之体，314页，二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
二章十四节。他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，为要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那一些一生因怕死而为奴隶的人。啊，耶稣基督他要有血肉之体的一个目的呢，就是要借着死败坏掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Here Jesus says that Jesus came to this world to destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil.
根据神的一个律法了，神的一个规定啊。
According to one of the regulations of God.
如果一个人犯罪，他要死的。
If one sins.
判死刑的。
If one sins, he is to receive the death penalty.
那怎么样这个人的罪可以不用判死刑呢?
And so how is it that man sin and not be able to not receive the death penalty?
就是一个人,另外一个人呢,必须为他死,或是为他来流血啦。
And that is another person must shed his own blood for this person.
在这个人还没有来之前呢,啊,这个圣经上就设立一个献祭的制度。
And so before this man came upon this world, that the Bible have established that of sacrifice.
他们就是杀牛跟杀羊呢，把手按在牛跟羊的头上，意思就是说，我把我的罪给归给这个牛跟羊呢，把牛跟羊杀了，他牛跟羊为我而死，我就没有罪了。
And so they slaughtered the bull and the sheep, and as they after they slaughtered it, they put their hand on the head of the bull or sheep, meaning signifying that my sin has been transferred over to this animal as for sacrifice.
但是牛的羊的生命是比人低贱的多啊。
But however, the life of a bull or a sheep is lowered in standard compared to a man.
有一个人要为你来死，可以让他可以为你来被人家杀头。可是你我们我为你来死，我也是有罪的人呐、啊，我怎么可以为你死呢
？Even if a man to die for another man, even if, let's say I die for your sake, I still have sin. Therefore, I'm still not that worthy.
所以耶稣基督就成为一个没有罪的人，借着圣灵怀孕。来为我们死在十字架上面，他的肋旁流出为我们流出宝血来。
And、therefore, Jesus Christ came into this world as a perfect being, as one who is righteous and without sin, and to shed his precious blood for us.
我们信靠他，就借着他的宝血洗净我们的罪。
And so we rely on him and rely upon his precious blood, and our sins are washed away.
这是第一个目的，为什么要成为肉身？
This is the first purpose as to why he came to this
world.
为
我们流血，为我们舍命。
So for to shed blood for us to sacrifice his life.
第二个目的就是他后来的身体呢复活，变成一个属灵的身体。
And the second purpose is that after he died, that he is able to resurrect.
所以是一个从朽坏的像我们这样的肉体呢，变成一个不朽坏的生命，一个灵体。
And so he is able to transform from the perishable body into the imperishable body.
好像从一个人变成一个天使一样的身体。
Just like a man transformed into the likeness of an angel.
所以将来我们如果信耶稣的时候呢，我们的身体在末后的时候也要跟耶稣一样，变成一个好像天使的身体一样。
So after we have come to believe in Jesus Christ, in the future after we pass away, our body shall also be transformed into an incorruptible body.
这个就是耶稣基督来到世界的目的。
And this is the purpose and the reason why Jesus Christ came to this world.
所以彼得说耶稣是永生神的儿子。
And therefore Peter acknowledged that Jesus is the everlasting God.
圣经上说大在见前的奥秘，这真的是一个奥秘啊。
And therefore the Bible characterizes this as the great mystery.
神在肉身显现。
God has been manifested in this world.
神，耶稣被圣灵称义。
And that he has been proven by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣被世人信服。
And that he has been,
耶稣被天使看见。
And he has been witnessed by the angels.
耶稣被接到荣耀里面去。
And that he's been received.
这是一个我们今天所传的福音的一个主要的内容。
And this is one of the best summary for our preaching.
圣经上讲说，没有一个人见过天上的神啊。
There is no one that have met the God in heaven.
唯有耶稣基督就是父怀中的独生子，将父的天父的生命给彰显出来了。
Only through Lord Jesus Christ to manifest the life of God.
所以耶稣基督就是神荣耀所发的光辉。
And therefore Jesus Christ is the manifestation of the glory of God.
耶稣基督就是神本体的真相。
That Jesus Christ is the image, the self-image of God.
所以他就神本身成为子的样式来到人间，为我们受苦受难了。
So he is God in the image of a son of man to come into this world.
朋友，他是为你死，也是为我死啊。
Dear friends, he died for you and he died for me.
朋友们，你知道这样的一个观念感动多少世上的人吗？
Dear friends, do you not know that this concept have touched the hearts of many people?
我们大家不认识神。
We may not know God.
但是神在我们还不认识他的时候，已经2000年前到人间，为你跟为我的罪呢，为我们死在十字架上。
But before we even know God, God has already 2000 years ago, have come to this world and to die for you, your sins and my sins.
很多人为了这样一个理念啊，他们把自己的生命献给主耶稣，一辈子为主耶稣来活啊。
And many for this purpose dedicate their life.To serve God.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给我们。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
要信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So those who believe him shall not perish.
所以，如果你认识耶稣真的是神的儿子
，So if you truly believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God,
那么真的这个福气呢，耶稣基督的福气要临到你身上。
And indeed, this blessing of God will also come upon you.
这个福气主要就是啊，认识啊耶稣呢，进一步的认识耶稣是基督啊。
And this blessing is to take us further into know God.
God is Christ.
That God is Christ.
我们来看路加福音二章的第十节。
Let's look into Luke chapter 2 verse 10.
路加福音二章十节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 10.
二章十节。
2 verse 10.
二章十节。到十一节。七十八页。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主 基督。当耶稣基督出生在伯利恒的时候
，When Lord Jesus Christ was born in the city of Bethlehem，
啊，他让啊天使跟野地的牧羊人显现了。
And so the angel appeared to the shepherds。
啊，天使一显现的时候，荣光就照着他们了。
And so when the angel appeared, the glorious light came upon them。
哇，他们就感到很害怕。
And so they were afraid。
天使跟他们讲说，不用怕。
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid."
我今天跟你们讲一个好消息啊！
For behold, I bring you good tidings.
是关乎世界上所有的人的。
Of great joy, which will be to all our people.
所以朋友也是跟您有关系的。
Therefore, it is also related to you, my friend.
就是一个救主为你而生。
And that is Christ is born.
他就是主基督了。
Savior is born, who is Christ the Lord.
什么叫基督呢？
What does it mean, Christ?
基督就是 the anointed, 就是受膏者的意思。
The Christ itself means highly anointed.
啊，就是呢，一个救世主，就是一个弥赛亚，就是犹太人所仰望的，来拯救他们的人。
He is the Savior. He is the Messiah in whom the Jews have looked for.
所以他先提到说，他是你们的救主啦。
And therefore, he says, he will be your Savior.
他到底要救我们什么东西呢？
And so, what will he save us from?
我们来看一下马太福音第八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音第八章。
Matthew chapter 8.
十四节到十七节
,14 to 17.
马太福音八章十四节到十七节
,Chapter 8, verse 14 to 17.
新约第十页八章十四节到十七节。耶稣到了彼得家里，见彼得的岳母害热病躺着，耶稣就把他的手一摸，热就退了。他就起来服侍耶稣。十六节
16.
到了晚上，有人带着许多被鬼附着的来到耶稣跟前，他只用一句话就把鬼都赶出去，并且治好了一切有病的人。这是要应验先知以赛亚的话说，他代替我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。啊，首先呢，耶稣是基督，是救主，他要救我们啊，脱离疾病啊。
And so first, Jesus is Savior. He will save us from our sickness.
所以耶稣基督呢，他在安息日结束之后啊，就到一个门徒的家里面去。这个门徒的妈妈害热病，他就医治这个门徒的妈妈。
And so here, after the Sabbath, that Jesus came into his disciples' house, one of his disciples' house, and his mother was, a wife's mother was sick, and he was able to heal her.
啊，在古代呢，医术没有很发达。
In the ancient days, the medicine was not very advanced.
所以常常啊，耶稣基督呢，用了很多神迹医治很多的病人。
And so many times, Jesus Christ used his power and miracles to heal those who are sick.
啊，我们现在的医学比较发达。
Today, medicine is much advanced.
但是我们也注意到说，其实啊，这个医药总是跟着病后面在跑啊。常常有一个新的病发现呢，我们的医学博士才去研究怎么样治这些病啊。
But what we realize is that we always play catch up in medicine, is because after a sickness has been revealed, then all the researchers go and study it, and then after so many years, then medicine comes out.
其实，在我们的生活当中啊，我们发现到说，常常有些病呢。真的是医生也没办法医啊。
And even to the point that many times in our daily life, the sicknesses that we have that doctors cannot, is not able to help us.
所以呢，我们中国人有句话说，真病真的是没有药医啦。
And so there is a Chinese saying that true sickness, there is no medicine.
感谢主，当一个人呐、啊、在生病的时候能够到耶稣基督面前来的时候呢，耶稣真的可以成为人的一个救主啊。
But thanks to God that when one comes before the presence of Lord Jesus Christ, that he can truly be his Savior.
只要那个人有信心，只要主耶稣愿意，人就可以从耶稣基督身上。在祷告当中得到神奇的一些体验。
As long as he has faith and believe in God, then he himself can experience from God.
啊，小弟昨天晚上看到一位杨弟兄啊，在南加州。
Yesterday I went to visit this brother Yang in Southern California.
如果你有看到我们教会的青年啊，圣灵月刊呢，他的见证也在最近的圣灵月刊刊出来。
And if you look into read the church literature, he also have his testimony in one of the articles.
杨姐妹呢，她原来是一个啊软体工程师啊。
And Sister Yang herself was a software programmer.
那她有一天工作比较晚呢。
And so one day she worked late.
啊，突然发觉到眼睛很不适啊。
And then she realized that her eyes were very tired.
送到医院呢，发现到就是他的颜面神经啊中风啊。
And then when she went to the hospital, she realized that one side of her face had suffered a stroke.
后来就是这个就是没有视力了，就是后来啊，就是眼睛也看不见，一个眼睛也看不见的这样子。
So one of her eyes start to lose vision.
啊，如果您仔细看那个见证，那他其实也在谈呐、啊，他这种病哦，如果你没有提早的赶快把它医好呢，那个机。这个恢复视力的几率几乎是没有，几乎是零啊。
And if you know about this kind of situation, you realize that if this was not taken care of right away, to receive eyesight back was very difficult.
他们不晓得是因为保险的关系呢，还是还是这种医生比较不认识的关系呢？后来他们又坐飞机啊，回到中国大陆去医治。
And if they don't know if it's because of some problem with insurance or the incapability of the doctor, so they later on flew back to China.
他说那个中国大陆那个医院啊，很多医学博士都是哈佛大学毕业的。
And that in mainland China, there are also some medical students graduate from Harvard.
那个医学博士哈佛毕业也说这个眼睛没有办法治疗啊。
And even the doctors from Harvard tells her that her eyes cannot be healed.
就在她本身已经全部放弃希望的时候。
And just in that moment when she was about to give up all hope.
啊，她晚上呢就请妈妈呢啊读圣经给她听啊。
And so at night time, she asked her a mother to read the Bible for her.
妈妈圣经翻开，刚好翻到一个瞎眼的眼睛被神打开那个神迹啊。
And so this mother turned to a passage, just so happens, a story about how Jesus healed a person born blind.
她就在床上跟神这样祷告啊。
Yeah, so she was still on her bed and she prayed.
她说主啊，你是一个全能的神，这个神你是。今在昔在以后永在的神，以前的全能，你今天也可以做得到。
So she prayed and said, "Lord, you are an Almighty God. You are of the past and the present and the future."
啊，就在这样祷告的时候呢，啊，不久，她就发觉到她眼睛好像纱布在揉她的眼睛一样。
And just as she prayed, then she feels that there is this cloth kind of rubbing against her eyes.
隔天再去看医生啊。
And the next day she went to see the doctor.
医生说不得了，怎么一个没有办法医治的已经瞎眼的眼睛呢？那个里面的那个。血管啊，都是已经枯死掉的，怎么那个血管呢从另外一个眼睛一直长过来，长到另外一边眼睛过来了。
And then the doctor examined and was shocked to find that something that was impossible have happened, that the blood vessel from the healthy eyes moved automatically over to the other eyes.
感谢主，他现在视力恢复到大概90%几啊。
And thanks to the grace of God, now her eyesight has been received back about 90%.
所以她很感动啊，到处去做见证。
And so she was very moved, and so she testified for the Lord.
真的，耶稣来到人间，真的可以叫瞎眼的啊，打开他们的眼睛啊。
It's true that Jesus came upon this world so that the blind can also see.
我们教会类似的见证真的很多，因为耶稣基督真的是我们生命当中的救主啊。
There are many related testimonies concerning this because Jesus Christ is our Savior.
小弟的家呢，我们家之所以来信耶稣基督，完全是啊，体会到很多很多的神迹啊。
As for my family, we come into Christ, we also have indeed experienced many of the miraculous signs of God.
我最小的弟弟是小儿麻痹症。
My youngest brother was
polio.
Had polio.
我第二个弟弟呢？啊，他是这个疝产啊啊，最长跟疝气啊。
And my second
hernia 啊啊，叫做什么？不是 hernia disc 啊。我的妹妹呢？她是脑膜炎呢。
And my second brother also has some sickness, and my sister had a brain tumor.
我也不会讲啊，这个都是医学名词啊。如果今天就是。啊，很多很多神的启示，尤其在早期哦，我们家信耶稣，完完全全是根据啊，跟神迹其实有很大的关系啊。
And so in the beginning of our coming to believe in Christ is directly related to Christ.
你问你带你来的这个啊亲戚朋友们呐、啊、
，If you ask the friends who have brought you to church,
在真耶稣教会的信徒几乎没有人没有体会过神迹启示啊。
You can find out that a lot of people in Jesus Church have experienced certain miraculous signs of God.
小弟啊、在北加州遇到位弟兄啊。
In North California, I met this brother.
在二月的时候，我去访问他。
In February, I went to visit him.
我一去的时候呢，因为他是个男生啊，一个弟兄啊，他就把他上衣脱起来给我看了。
And because he's a brother, and so therefore he showed me his upper chest.
他说他就是给我看一个刀疤哦，从这边一直开到这个肚脐的上面，然后这里再一横，他说他身上有一个很大的十字架。
And because he said that he has a big cross mark on his body, and so he showed me, and there was this big line across the vertical and also horizontal.
他从头到尾就跟我讲说，这个美国的医生如何不可靠，如何的这个台湾话说很亮光，很亮光，然后就是如何的不可靠啊。
And he was also saying how the American doctors are so unreliable.
他医院呢是三进三出啊，三次进医院啊。三次出医院，三次进医院呢。
And he said he came out of the hospital three times, and but he had to enter it back in three times.
差一点没有死在这个手术台上面呢。
He almost lost his life on the operating table.
他说美国的医生哦，如果70%可以拿到七十分哦，就可以拿到医学学位。
He said that American doctor, if they can score past 70%, then they pass.
那你的几率就是哦，你有可能有30%他不懂的地方啊。
And therefore, you are risking your life that 30% is risking.
然后呢，他有三个医生呢。如果那三个医生通了三个30%，加起来就90%了。
And so he went through three doctors. And so if you add up the 30% for the three, then it's 90%.
他本人大概有一些医学的常识啊。
He probably has some medical experiences.
所以他一直跟我讲医生到底怎么样的不可靠啊。
Therefore, he keep on telling me how doctors cannot be relied on.
他提到说，这个本来啊，这个他有一个医生呢，啊，说他身上缺一些点呐。
At first he said this doctor told him that his body he lacked
sodium， 对不对
？Sodium
点是不是 sodium？ 啊、哦，缺点然后、哦，那一个专家呢，他说医生哦，有时候想法都是一直线的，不会变通的哦。
And he said that doctors are very narrow-minded. What they think, and that's the way it is.
在座如果有医生，再抱歉一下哈、哦，因为这是。分享啦，分享心得哦。都医生哦，很高明，但是有时候想法就一条线了、
啊。That the doctors, although they may be, they may study a lot, but they are very narrow-minded.
啊，他就给他一个特效药吃啊。
And so this doctor gave him this medication.
那时候给他吃了这个特效，顺便跟他讲说哦，这个特效药哦，为了让它有功效哦，你一天只能够喝大概不晓得200cc 的水，就是很少的水就对了啦。
And that for this medicine to take effect, that you must take a certain portion of this liquid every day.
他说这个医生不晓得他每一天因为在开刀哦，要用大概20多种药啊。
And he did not know that this doctor, because he prescribed so many medication a day.
这个医生不晓得，可能不晓得，他每一天都要吃20几种药啊。
This doctor did not know that this person needs to take so many medication a day.
他说，如果他不喝这个水，哈、哦，他的肝一定完蛋的啦。
But the doctor said that if he does not take this solution, that his lung will perish.
Liver
will perish.、
啊、结果呢，他就没有听医生的话。
Therefore, he did not listen to the doctor.
偷偷的吃一些盐巴。
And he just eats some sodium, salt.
啊，盐巴里面就有碘啊。
Because salt has sodium.
结果医生一来说，哦，你是不是吃我特效已经好了，病已经好了。
And so later on, he went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, "You took my solution, and therefore you are well now, right?"
所以他就要提到说，其实真的有时候我们还是要依靠神，不要靠医生，不要只靠医生、啊。
So this tells us sometimes we should not rely 100% with doctors, but must rely on Jesus.
生命最危急的时候啊。
And he said when his life was at most risk.
因为每一次手术哦，就是好好的人进去，出来，然后又多挖了一个洞，又进去，又出来，然后一个人又进去，这样子，他已经到最后觉得自己快要死掉了。
And he said how his experience that he came out of the operation table and then something went wrong and he had to go back into an operating room and then go back and forth. He felt that he was about to die.
当他想要放弃希望的时候
，And just in that moment when he was about to give up all hope,
怎么突然间看到有一个穿这个白色制服的东方人呢，进来跟他说话，一个护士。
And then he suddenly saw this nurse wearing in white came into the room to speak with him.
这个弟兄原来是移民南美洲啊。
And this brother actually was an immigrant from South America.
所以他的英文名字呢，很像这个，很像西班牙文叫做Cholesterol Cohen， 他的名字是这样子。
And his name was Cholesterol Cohen。
所以他在这个医疗的记录上面呢，都是写 Cholesterol Cohen。
And so on his record that he signs, he writes his name。
没有一个护士知道他的中文名字是什么，因为病历上面没有啊。
And none of the other nurses know what his Chinese name is。
他说有一个护士哦，一出现呢、啊，跟他谈的是他的母语，就是广东话。
And so he said this third nurse, when he appeared to him, that he spoke to him in his native tongue, that is Cantonese.
叫他说，叫他，你要忍耐哦，你要坚持下去啊。
And basically, he said something like, you need to endure, you need to be patient.
就是给他勉励了很多很多的话。
And so gave him a lot of encouragement.
再给他一些东西给他吃啊。
And then gave him some food to eat.
后来他情况比较好的时候，一直要找这个广东人的护士啊。
And so when he was feeling better, he was looking for this Cantonese nurse.
找不到一个会讲广东话的护士在那个医院里面。And
but he could not find anyone that speak Cantonese in that hospital.
怎么有人懂得喊他的乳名，喊他的这广东话的名字呢？
And so how is it that this person knows his name in his native language?
他后来就结论就说，真的是神差遣天使来帮助他的了。
And so later on, he concluded that it was an angel sent by God.
所以他在那边跟我见证神怎么样医治他，怎么样拯救他的生命。
So he testified for me how God saved his life.
所以我们今天如果在医学没有办法的时候，
And so today when we find dead end in medicine,
主若愿意。
If God is willing,
您若有信心,
and you have the faith,
主耶稣也要成为你身体上的救主啊,
Lord Jesus will also be your personal Savior.
那这边耶稣基督又提到说呢, 他啊, 很多人带着护鬼的来到他那里啊,
and here it also records that many people brought to him those who were demon-possessed.
他只用一句话就把鬼赶出去了,
and he cast out the spirits with a word.
啊, 耶稣基督在世上呢, 啊, 为很多人治病, 很多人的病呢, 跟鬼有关系。
And so Jesus is able to heal the sickness of many people, and the sicknesses came, a lot of them came from that of Satan.
有一次耶稣基督到一个地方叫格拉森。
One time Jesus went to a place in
格拉森哦。 那里有一个护鬼的，他很厉害哦。
And there was a place there in which there was one who was demon-possessed.
没有穿衣服啊。
And he wore no clothes.
住在坟墓里面。
And he dwelt by the graveyard.
会大喊大叫。
And he cries out and yells.
甚至有人用铁链把他锁起来呢，都没有把他锁得住啊。
And even there are those who bonded him with metal chains, and he cannot be contained.
耶稣一到他面前呢。
But Jesus appeared before him.
问他说，你叫什么名字？
And asked him what is his name.
他说，我叫群，就是很多鬼的意思啊。
And so he said, I am called legion.
后来耶稣
there are many devils.
就把鬼从他的身上赶出去啊。
And then later on, Jesus cast out the demons.
鬼就附在猪上面呢，猪就冲到。
And the demons came upon a herd of sheep, pigs, and they went down into the mountain and drowned.
今天在我们真耶稣教会里面呢，有个早期的一个工人啊，有个早期的信徒这样跟我们说啊。
In the early days, there was also a believer who told us.
他说，你知道我们真耶稣教会早期很多疯子来信呢。
He said, "Do you know that in the early days of True Jesus Church, there are a lot of people who have mental problems came to believe?"
真的很多护鬼的到教会里面来呢，被主耶稣被啊。
That there are many who are demon possessed, and they came to our church and they prayed and were healed. And
我小弟本来以为只有在东方社会才有鬼啊。
At first, I thought only in the Eastern culture do we more hear about Satan and devil.
来到西方呢，我们也看到啊，有一些魔鬼工作的情形。
And in the West, Western culture, we also see some work of the devil.
在美国社会，你有很多啊精神病患者啊。
But in America, we see there are many people maybe with psychotic problems.
精神病患者不一定是护鬼的人。
But being a psycho may not mean that he is possessed.
但是呢，护鬼的人可能是一个精神病患者。
But one who is demon possessed may be psychotic.
但是你看他的眼神呢，真的不太一样。
And you will notice that he has a different facial expression.
上礼拜呢，在南加州遇到一位姐妹。
Last week in Southern California, I met a sister.
她是一位白人。
And she is Caucasian.
看到我们，她非常高兴。
And when she saw us, she was very happy.
我们记得两年前她来到我们教会，一两年前她来到我们教会的时候，第一次来的时候。
I remember when she first came to visit our church about 1-2 years ago.
第一句话她问我们就是说，请问我有没有护鬼啊？
And the first question she asked me was, have I ever been demon possessed?
我说，哎呀，这个祷告就知道，我们跟他讲说，你祷告，我们大概就看得出来。And I
said, oh, you can pray with us and you can see for yourself.
这个人一祷告真的不太一样。And
then when we pray with her, we can see that she is different.
她的身体哦，一半会震动，一半是僵硬的。You
can tell that half of her body, one side of her body moves and the other side practically stay still.
第二次祷告呢，很多工人就为他赶鬼啊。And
so the second prayer, a lot of the workers tried to pray for her.
本来一个 当工人一赶鬼的时候，你就发觉到他就在那边挣扎，整个手跟脚都在踢讲台。
And as the workers were casting out demon, you can see that she is trying to, she is struggling and fighting among us herself.
第三天呢，她的先生不让她来聚会。
And so the third day, her husband prohibits her from coming to service.
因为真鬼在她身上挣扎的时候呢，她一直打伤。就是会打伤自己啊。
Because in prayer, as she prays and she struggles, she actually pound on herself and hurt herself.
我们啊，很多工人跟这位先生勉励啊。
And so a lot of workers encourage this her husband.
他说你要悔改啊。
And we say you must repent.
啊，主耶稣一定会帮助你的。
Jesus will help you.
只要你身上没有位置给这个魔鬼来居住啊。
As long as you have no space for Satan to work.
后来他们凭着信心把家里的一些偶像统统除掉。
And so with faith, they put away all the idols in the house.
啊，当天晚上来的时候呢，发觉到说啊啊。那个鬼呢，就这样子出去了。
And that day when they come for service, realized that Satan had departed.
最后啊，那个看他们祷告，两个夫妻抱上来也痛哭啊。
And I see that in their prayer, then the both of the couple held on to each other and cried.
真的，耶稣基督有能力赶鬼啊。
It's true that Jesus Christ has the power to cast out demons.
这次在 NYTS 啊，有一个青年的姐妹呢，她最后呢有一些啊。魔鬼的工作。
Also this year in the summer NYTS, one of our youth, a sister, also have the work of Satan.
我们就会知道说魔鬼很怕两种力量。
We discovered that Satan is very fearful of two powers.
第一就是怕正道的力量。
And one is that is very afraid of the power of sermon.
当传道人谈以赛亚书，谈到那个骄傲是一个从魔鬼来的时候。
And as the pastor was sharing about Isaiah, that pride comes from Satan.
这个姐妹不敢坐在会堂里面听道理啊。
And the sister could not dwell in the chapel.
赶快跑出去啊。
And so she would run out of the church.
原来神的话也是有力量的。
So therefore, the word of God is powerful.
魔鬼也就是会惧怕神的话语啊。
And so Satan is afraid about the words of God.
当工人要去为他赶鬼的时候。
And also when we go to cast out the demon.
啊，他这个鬼啊，害怕的啊啊，就是。就是一直的退缩啊。
And that this demon is so afraid that he keep on withdrawing.
所以看到这个神的灵、神的话，真的是啊，克服魔鬼的一个力量。
And so the spirit and the word of God is able to overcome Satan.
后来这个姐妹自己承认了。
And later on, the sister even admitted.
为什么她给魔鬼留地步呢
？How does she give a space for Satan to work?
第一，她拜耶稣的方法跟拜用拜偶像的方法来拜耶稣啊。
She worshipped Jesus Christ the way she worshipped her household idols.
啊，她对耶稣只有那种惧怕啊，不了解什么叫做基督的爱。
And she only understand Jesus in terms of fear and not about the love of Christ.
第二呢，她的心中还是有黑暗的地方啊。
And in all secondly, in her heart there is also part darkness and light.
啊、他跟人之间的关系呢，还没有把它处理得很好。
And also some relationship with other people, she was not able to dissolve.
感谢主，经过一些道理的勉励。
And thanks to the grace of God, after encouragement from
the Lord, 当他心中没有空间的时候
，when there is no more space in her
heart, 我们知道说，魔鬼在神的国度里面没有位置，在人的心中也没有地位啊。
And that Satan in the kingdom of God and in the heart of man, he has no space.
所以。耶稣基督真是我们的救主，他可以医我们的病，也可以赶出人的魔鬼。
So Lord Jesus Christ indeed is our Savior, and He can heal us of our infirmities, and also cast out demons.
所以他是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And so He is Christ and the everlasting Savior.
我们再来看约翰福音十四章第一节。
John chapter 14, verse 17.
约翰福音十四章第一节。
John chapter 14, verse 1.
第一章第一节到第三节。
Chapter 14, verse 1 to verse
3. 四章一节三节。你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。第二节，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去的。第三节，我若去为你们预备地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。啊，耶稣基督升天的时候呢，要升天之前呢，啊，门徒非常的忧伤。
Before Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, that the disciples were sad.
耶稣说：“你们心中不要忧愁。”
And so Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled."
啊，因为我去是为你们预备地方去的。
Because I go in order to prepare a place for you.
诸位朋友，耶稣基督不只是要救我们今生啊。
Or, dear friends, Lord Jesus Christ is not to only save us from our present life.
也要救我们将来啊。
But also to save us into the future life.
就好像保罗说的，他要救我们脱离这个世代的凶恶。
And just as Paul witnessed and said that he will deliver us from the evil of this world,
更要救我们进入他将来的国度啊。
And also deliver us into his heavenly kingdom in the future.
圣经上讲说有一个敌人，我们人永远没有办法战胜。
And the Bible says there is this enemy that we cannot overcome.
那就是死啊。
And that's death.
人人都有一死啊。
Everyone will meet death.
死后还有审判啊。
After death, there is judgment.
如果今天死亡临到我们身上啊。
And so today, if death come upon us,
您会到哪里去呢？
Where will we be going?
前清有一个才子叫金圣叹，他说，黄钱五里色，今夜要宿谁家？今天晚上要住在哪里呢？
And so there is a saying that someone said, where am I to stay tonight?
我们常常觉得死这个问题离我们太远了。
Sometimes we ponder about this question of death seems so far away.
但是真的死这个东西啊是突然来的。
But death comes to anyone's door.
911突然来的。
9/11 came all of a sudden.
SARS 没有人可以预备啊。
SARS no one was can prepare for.
大地震没有人知道。
The great earthquake no one knows.
癌症有时候突然发现。
Cancer may suddenly come upon us.
如果今天死亡临到我们人身上，
So today if death comes upon us,
我们到底要何去何从呢？
What are we to do?
如果今天我们有耶稣基督在我们心中，
But today if we have Lord Jesus Christ in our heart,
我们心中有了盼望，
And then we have this hope.
因为我们知道他要带我们到哪里去，
Because we know where he will take us.
因为我们知道他为我们预备一个很美好的地方，
Because we know that he prepared a wonderful place for
us. 所以一个信耶稣的人，他在临走之前他是非常安详的，
And so one who believes in God in the time in which he departs from this world, he is peaceful.
带给家人非常大的安慰。
And it brings much comfort to the family members.
昨天晚上我收到一封 email.
Yes, last night I received an email.
我们在夏威夷有位弟兄啊，他叫 Glenn.
In Hawaii, we have this brother by the name of Glenn.
他今年他大概大我一岁啊，大概四今年大概四十五岁。
This year he is about 45 years old.
啊，上上个月呢，他才准备要结婚呢。
And about a few months ago, he was just preparing to get married.
全家都在要准备要帮他办喜事啊。
And his whole relatives was making a preparation for this joyful event.
突然之间觉得他喘气喘不过来啊。
And all of a sudden, he felt that he could not breathe.
到医院去检查。
And so he had a hard time, and so he went to the hospital.
医生断定他是这个，就是那个心脏的血管阻塞啊。
And then the conclusion from the medical report was that his heart seems to be clogged.
医生说这是很小的手术啊。
And so the doctor said this is only a minor operation.
从你的脚跟哦抽一些血管起来，补一补就好了。
And that they would just take some blood vessel from his feet and then just mend it to in his heart.
啊，想不到手术失败啊。
And the unthinkable was that the surgery went wrong.
没有人想到这个这么简单的手术，因为这个开心手术，我现在已经不是什么大新闻了。
And nobody thought that it was so complicated because it is so common to operate.
他又这么年轻。
And he seems so young.
他又夏威夷人，如果你有机会到夏威夷去，土著都很壮的。
And if you went to Hawaii and see this brother, he's very strong.
一进去就出不来了。
And he went in, he could not come out.
唉，遇到这种事情，不晓得怎么安慰他的家人。
And when he met this, I don't know how to comfort his family.
要办丧事，要办喜事。办到最后办丧事，他的未婚妻不晓得多么伤心。
And so, just when the joyful event was about to happen, a sad event like this funeral.
我打电话给他爸爸。
And so I do not know how to comfort his family.
想要安慰他，想要安慰他。
And I tried to comfort his father.
你知道爸爸怎么跟我说吗？
And you know what his father said?
他说，赏赐的是神。
God giveth.
收起的也是神。
And God taketh.
神的名是应当称颂的。
God's name shall be praised.
我说哇，他爸爸已经大概七十几岁了。
And I said, wow, and his father is about in the 70s.
白华人送黑华人。
This white-haired man sent the dark-haired man away.
我想他心中一定很难过才对啊。
I thought that in his heart he would be of great sorrow.
感谢神，他竟然能够得到安慰。
But thanks to the grace of God, he is able to receive comfort.
他说他有一个亲戚啊。
He said he has a relative.
他的名叫 Kanani。
His name was Kanani.
他在开车的时候要医院去都看到异象。
And that when he was driving on his way to the hospital, he
看到 Glenn 的身旁呢站了一个天使呢，这个他的那个高度通到天花板呢。
And that he saw right next to Glenn that there was this giant angel standing.
天使要把他接回家去啊。
And that this angel was to receive him back home.
有一个老姐妹很舍不得这个弟兄突然离世。
And there was this old sister that was very reluctant to let go of this brother.
这个老姐妹 Bertha 她就很虔诚地到房间去为这个弟兄哭啊祷告求神啊为什么那么年轻你带他去我已经八十几岁你不带我去。
And so this old sister went into his room and prayed to God and said, Lord, why did you take such a young man away? I am 80-something year old and I'm still here.
祷告当中神也让她看异象。
And in her prayer, God also opened her eyes.
Glenn 在那个大天使的怀抱里面，要把他接回到天家里面去了。
Glenn was being held in the bosom of a giant angel, about to return home.
诸位朋友们，这样的一些故事哦，家人受安慰的故事，在我们真耶稣教里面呢，屡听不鲜，常常听到家人被安慰。
Dear friends, there are many similar stories and experience like this in Jesus' church.
耶稣基督到天国去，真的是为我们预备地方去的。
Lord Jesus went back to heaven in order to prepare a place for all of us.
虽然家里不再是办喜事啊。
Although the family does not have this joyful event,
但是心中还是会难过啦，因为吃掉亲人，怎么有人不难过的呢
？And of course, it's only a human nature that they still feel the sorrow.
但是不绝望啊。
But they are not forever depressed.
因为知道耶稣是救主。
Because they know that Lord Jesus Christ is Savior.
他不只是保守 Glenn 从小到大，不晓有多少神迹奇事在他身上。
That he have kept Glenn ever since he was little up until his age and for so many times.
在直到生命最后一刻，他被主耶稣接到他的怀抱里面去了。
And up until this moment in which God received him back.
所以，诸位朋友们，如果今天死亡也临到我们身上
，So dear friends, if death comes knocking at our door,
我们有盼望吗
？Do we have this hope?
我们家人有安慰吗
？Do we have this comfort?
耶稣基督是救主
，Lord Jesus Christ is Savior.
他是基督。
He is Christ.
他是永生神的儿子。
He is the Son of the Living
God. 他是在历史上很有影响力的人。
He is one with great influence.
您的认识到哪里呢
？What is your recognition?
如果您真正认识耶稣基督
，If you truly recognize Lord Jesus Christ,
以他做你生命的救主
，And you take him as your personal savior,
你生命当中有依靠
，And then you have reliance in your life,
你将来有盼望
，And then you have this hope,
您今生有平安
，And then you will have peace in life,
您真是一个有福气的人
，And you will be called the blessed one.
我们盼望大家都和我们一样。
We hope you can be with us.
跟我们一样，做一个有福气的人。
To be called blessed.